We're back to Neil Haley's show here on the Freedom from Addiction segment. We're simulcasting Freedom from Addiction on Libsyn and also the Neil Haley Show on all syndicated channels all over the world. And I'm excited to welcome to the program Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you? And we have a very interesting guest today that's going to tell about a product. So go ahead and introduce her. How are you, Wynn?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, Neil. Thanks for the show. Our guest today is Lucinda Cosa, and she's from New Jersey, and she's going to tell us about what she does and how she helps people. So, Lucinda, nice to have you on the program today.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, give us a little background on you, your company, and how you got into this business and what you do for people.
Sure. Well, so back in October of 2018, my father had a series of small strokes, and then basically nobody really knew what was going on because he also was drinking a lot. So everyone just thought that the slurred speech and the sort of disoriented behavior was just drunken behavior, which it probably, you know, was also. But he was having strokes, and I finally took him to the ER, and he had suffered extensive brain damage by that point. And I was very young and completely alone. No one else from my family really showed up to sort of do that initial damage control. And so I turned out to be his sole caregiver. And I really had no idea what I was doing. I was, you know, isolated and devastated. And I really, you know, had no resources or support. And so I sort of decided that I had to create something for other people like me. Yeah. You know, there's so many other people like me, and I thought, you know, this is crazy that we wouldn't be connected, at least connected to each other, and able to share, you know, resources and advice and not feel like we're alone.
Exactly. When you talk about not being alone, Lucinda, you're like everybody else. So tell us like what your professional background was before this accident with your father and having to become that caregiver, because again, we all have certain backgrounds, but when we have to care for somebody else, it's a huge learning curve, a huge learning experience. So tell us about that.
Yes. Well, I actually was an actor for about 15 years, and I had a film that premiered at the Cannes Film Festival in 2016, a short film, and I was, you know, sort of far away from my family and from my dad. So I didn't really know exactly what was going on, and I couldn't see the warning signs. And then I had pivoted to working in tech. So I had a really great job that I loved doing, like digital strategy and social media. And I ended up losing that job because when this happened with my dad, I couldn't leave him alone. I wasn't going to leave him alone. So I couldn't go to work. And, you know, I didn't know how to advocate for myself, really. So I just sort of accepted that I was going to lose my job. And then this became my whole reality and my whole life.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you started this company. It's called iAlly.
Yes, it's called iAlly. Really, it's like a present tense sort of verb, like I am an ally. I do, you know, I do things to make the world better. I do things to make other people's lives easier and to sort of lighten the burden for caregivers and anyone dealing with an illness in their family.
How do people get in touch with you?
So everyone can sign up. It's free to sign up. Just it's i-ally.com. And then from there, you can really decide or customize what you want your journey to be. So the sort of basic version of iAlly is the community and the peer support. And from there, absolutely, I know everyone who is on there. You can speak with me directly. And, you know, I'm totally, at this point, you know, I'm totally guiding everyone that comes across my computer. You know, that's what I'm doing, is really trying to support everyone.
Now let's talk about the entrepreneur side, as we'll take it back, because we really want to know the backstory and understand it. So once you came up with this idea, it was a process just like writing a book, just like writing a screenplay, something else that doesn't just come alive overnight, right? There was a process to it, right? Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, I really have been thinking about it since 2018, when my father got sick. And then basically when the pandemic really started to, you know, affect our daily lives, I think every family caregiver everywhere really became terrified, even more than they are normally. Because, you know, the person that we're taking care of is vulnerable, especially, you know, immunocompromised, more vulnerable to the coronavirus. And so there's the level of anxiety of taking care of someone like that. And then, you know, for a while there was food insecurity. There was a shortage of toilet paper and bleach in the grocery stores. And so, and also we were all, you know, isolated. So, you know, we were cut off from any normal support system that maybe we were used to. So that's when I really felt the urgency of, I need to create this right now. So I created the community, which really was a mutual aid platform at first. So it was like family caregivers across the country, you can, you know, post and ask. So if you need help with anything, like if you need a wellness check performed, or if you need, you know, medication delivery or grocery delivery, you could post on this forum and someone could respond with an offer to help. So that was the first sort of working piece. And it was, you know, very urgent at that point. And then I thought, well, this is the basis of what I wanted to create. So from here, you know, I can really build out all the resources. So I just started to form partnerships with the Financial Gym, which is a national sort of like one-on-one financial trainer program. I partnered with a company called Antidote, which is a digital clinical trials matching service. Partnered with, of course, mental health providers who are doing telehealth, and, you know, speech language pathologists, physical therapists, and basically everyone was open really at that point to sort of partner with each other and help each other. So it actually was kind of the perfect time for iAlly to really come together.
But when? With your next question.
So, Lucinda, I was looking at your company, and when they want to get to you, is iAlly.com, and it's all lowercase, right?
Yes, it's all lowercase. So it's I and then hyphen ally.com.
Do you want people to call you or email you in addition to going to the .com?
Absolutely. Absolutely. People can email me at, it's Lucinda. So all lowercase, Lucinda, LUCINDA at i-ally.com.
So let's talk about everything that's involved in the website, and then we'll get back to that, finding out more information. Again, really want to understand things. So people go to the website and take us through what's the next steps. First, the community, and then the other things that they can get from the benefits from this site.
Sure. So first there's the community, and then we have a partnership with a company called Backpack Health, which this is actually really incredible. Backpack Health, with the iAlly group on Backpack Health, you can basically create a data portal through which you can immediately automatically get all of the medical paperwork from every doctor, you know, hospital, every facility that you deal with like, say with my dad, you know, I have the neurologist, I have the urologist, I have, you know, his primary care and all of his medication. And that's a lot to keep track of. And, basically through Backpack Health, I have like a, you know, like a motherboard that I am in control of, so that I always have the latest paperwork from all of his visits to the doctor and all of his labs, and also an emergency card. So if, you know, for some reason he's not with me and there's an emergency, this card shows, you know, everything that he's been diagnosed with, you know, what he should be checked for, and that, you know, obviously my contact information. So that's really special because it's putting the caregiver in charge of the medical paperwork, which is something that is notoriously extremely difficult,
yes,
even
is.
Though it should mm-hmm. be easier. So that's another thing that's completely free. So I'm very, you know, proud of that. And then sort of as part of the premium level of the membership, we basically will do all of the matching services. So we will match you with a mental health provider, with legal counsel in your state, with the financial trainer from the financial gym. And then I have partnerships with tons of innovative, cutting edge products and services. And basically through that premium membership, which is only $9.99 a month, you get access to all of these, you know, options, all of these coaches, life coaches, nutritionists, meditation teachers, basically everything that I've put together over the last, you know, several months, is what you would get access to.
That's great.
Well, that sounds like a really, really good thing for people to be able to get all this additional help that you have gone into and set up and everything. I know that there are so many parents and grandparents out there that need this from their children, that I just say thank you so much for starting this business.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Now,
thank you.
So what I like when I checked out the website also is the holistic point of view, because there are other caregiving sites that provide information, but you have a holistic point of view with your product. Explain that.
Yes, absolutely. I think because I am an expert by experience, I know how isolating it can be if you don't have, you know, other family members helping you. And from others that, you know, everyone basically that I've spoken to, the isolation factor is really huge. So it's not just providing, you know, legal counsel and someone that they can, you know, talk to in their state. And it's not just telling someone you need to get power of attorney or you need to fill out this. It's actually being there for them so that their health and well-being is not compromised in this process of taking care of someone else. Because it, you know, that's the real problem, is that you're taking care of someone else and it actually compromises your own mental and physical health. And then, you know, it sort of defeats the purpose. It's like, well, if the caregiver is ill, then they can't take care of the person that they were taking care of. And then, you know, we're all kind of, you know, worse off. So the holistic point of view is really taking into account the caregiver as the patient. And really just, we are completely focused on the caregiver rather than, because like you said, there are lots of resources out there for how to take care of someone, but there isn't really anything out there that is just for the caregiver.
That's true. And that definitely, that's not available in the way that, in your holistic point of view, and especially looking at specifically the resources that are available for caregivers. Because when lots of caregivers end up sometimes dying before their loved one does because of the stress
exactly.
that they have to go through that. Did you know that?
You one? Know, the, yeah. The rate of suicides and caregivers during the COVID crisis is going up. So you see what a problem that we've got there with the caregivers. They are getting to where they aren't wanting to live anymore either.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. I'm so glad you said that, because even though I know these, you know, statistics, it's like I almost have gotten used to them, but I need to hear it again, you know. And it's awful, because we can prevent that.
Yeah, the social isolation, staying at home and everything is driving these statistics up, and you provide something that will help bring them down.
I hope so. Yes.
So let's go talk about some success stories since you started your company with people who have used your membership service or the free community.
Sure. The first thing I think of is a young woman who was actually a caregiver for her partner. And he was trying to get to file for disability insurance for him. And she was dealing with his doctor, who would not release his medical paperwork to her. Back to that point again. And she had done everything. You know, I said, you know, you can report to the administration of the hospital, because this doctor was associated with the hospital. And she said, you know, I've done that and nothing has worked. And so finally we together filed a complaint with the Office of Civil Rights as a HIPAA violation. And basically everything ended up working out, and she was able to finally get that paperwork so that she could file for disability insurance for her partner. And something like that seems, you know, it may seem small to everyone else or even to me, but
yeah.
For her and her partner, that is an absolute, you know, life changer. And it's sort of like, I like to think of, you know, it's sort of like a life hack or something, like it's like a tip that if someone told you, you know, you can file a complaint with the Office of Civil Rights, you might, that might feel too overwhelming and too sort of like lofty. But when someone is with you and you're not alone and you're not isolated, then it's actually doable. And then you just do it. So that is something I'm really, really proud of, for sure.
Well, Lucinda, I think that people who don't know how to do things, who have never done something before like that, that they would be very well off to hire your premium service at $9.99 a month, because you just, like you said, it's getting to do something that you don't know how to do and you feel overwhelmed. But if you have a mentor, if you have somebody in your corner that has done it before, who can show you how to do it, it's worth everything.
Yes, you're exactly right. It's, you don't know what you don't know, and you don't know how to ask for help if you don't even know what questions you're supposed to ask. So absolutely, to have someone who's done it before, it can mean everything.
Now let's look at this, Lucinda, also the fact of the membership site, the process of connecting all the organizations and different people that partner. What's their feedback been with the site, especially on the other end, where they've been able to connect with your members and community?
Yes. Well, it's been very interesting, especially during during the pandemic.
Yeah.
I mean, we've actually seen very, very young, like under the age of 18, you know, children basically who are not going to school. I know now school is starting back for many, many of them, but for a while they weren't going to school. So they were at home and they were cut off from that normal support system that they might have of going to school, and like the teacher might notice that something is wrong, or the guidance counselor. But they're at home and they're fulfilling these family caregiver duties, and they're just so young, so they're experiencing that level of stress and anxiety and responsibility at such a young age. And we had several seek, you know, and I think it's because they're connected to their phones, they're connected digitally, so it's great because that's how they can find iAlly. So we had several of them, and then I actually had a woman who was a caregiver coach work with them, and it had a real impact on her, you know, dealing with children. But I mean, thank God she did. You know, it really made us aware of this sort of new, actually it's not new, but because of the pandemic, the numbers were way worse for these young, you know, young children who really yes. needed help.
Definitely. Wow. Very powerful. Your thoughts when, you know, so you kind of mentioned, I'm going to go right back real quick, follow up, Lucinda. So this is not just for caregiving involving adults. This could be also caregiving with children as well that are going through problems, or is it mostly dealing with the caregiving with older adults?
It's absolutely also for people who have special needs children.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I mean, that's something I wasn't even focusing on at first, because I was totally in my own world of like millennials who were taking care of their parents. And then I realized, well, even if I'm thinking about millennials, still millennials are, you know, they also have children, and many of them have children and parents that they're taking care of. So those are the people that really need support. And actually, I found them really, I wasn't even really thinking about parents of special needs children, but they are so motivated. This is a generalization, but they are very motivated to get support.
Yeah, they need
themselves.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially with the pandemic. They need it so badly. So that's an important thing to know, that the iAlly is not just for the caregiver struggling with an older adult, but also the caregiver of a special needs child or adult, anyone that's dealing with any issues that take on a lot more of a tremendous role. These parents that have had to deal with kids being at home schooled for so long, especially when they have special needs, autism, ADHD, something real, or even a difficulty where it's a physical ailment. This is such a unbelievable resource. Don't you agree, Wen?
Oh, absolutely, Neil. And it's really delightful to talk with Lucinda and let her tell us about her purpose in life, her mission now. And we applaud you for that, Lucinda, and hope that you get more and more people to help every day.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. That means so much.
So best place to find information is go to the website, and you have social media there as well, right? Let our listeners know one more time where we can find info.
So it's just i-ally.com. So that's i-ally.com. And then on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, it's iAlly Inc. So that's just INC. Tacked on at the end there. And then you can always email me at lucinda@i-ally.com.
Well, you're doing tremendous work. It's fantastic to have you on the program and hopefully do some more segments regarding caregiving, especially when you talk about my connections involving children with autism and different organizations in my education background where I first started in radio. I really think that this is fantastic that you're opening it up to that there's so many families that need this support service, especially with special needs kids. And it's a very, very challenging thing. So that's an important thing, not just the adults, because caregiving, burning out with taking care of your loved ones that are mom or dad when they're getting old is so important as well, but both. So for sure. And when we can check out you at RevWynHendersonMD.com, correct?
Yeah, Neil, but in order to hear this, my podcast, go to www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. Spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N, no spaces, no capitals, and you'll go right to Lucinda's program. And then if we've added additional programs since the time, then you will scroll back to be able to hear this again.
All right, fantastic. And last thing, do you want to tell caregivers that are struggling? What hope should they have? Go ahead and give us like a 30-second hope message.
Well, you're not alone. You're not alone. It's actually staggering how many people are in the same situation and feel alone and struggle every day. I think we feel guilt as caregivers. We feel guilty for feeling stressed out or feeling like, wow, I wish that this were easier. But everyone feels that way, and there's a great relief. There's a great sense of relief in just fellowship of other people that are in this very human, very common situation.
Well, thanks for stopping by, and I appreciate coming on the show.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it.
All right, take care. All right, that was the Freedom From Addiction Neil Haley Show simulcast. Appreciate everyone checking us out, and We will talk very soon. And remember, any information you want on Lucinda, you can check it out. We'll have links on the show notes, and also it'll be available all over the place through social media and everything. So I appreciate you coming by. Take care, guys.